Make that a $10 minimum wage to go. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It probably shocked some people, but there was the Speaker of the House clapping during Tuesday's State of the Union address when the president gave a shout-out to a business that raised its minimum wage.
Nick Shute is here today with his boss, John Serrano. John's an owner of Punch Pizza. John just gave his employees a raise to 10 bucks an hour, and that's a decision that has eased their financial stress and boosted their morale.
But it turns out there was more than morale involved. Punch Pizza is a chain of 8 shops in Minnesota that serves wood-fired Neapolitan pizza, and its co-owners wanted to expand.
We were finding as we grew, we didn't have enough new people that wanted to come join us. And after we announced the $10 an hour starting wage,
our applications are about this high.
And it's fair to point out that they did this not because the president wanted them to, but because the market forced them to. The old wage wasn't attracting enough applicants, which tells me that another way to get the minimum wage up without getting the government involved would be for millions of workers to organize themselves and just agree not to work for less than 10 bucks an hour, which might explain why a minimum wage has a chance of passing. Because for some members of Congress, the only thing worse than a higher minimum wage would be a return of unions. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.